I'm Tom Castaldi, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through our region's history. We're on the Heritage Trail, and today we'll be visiting a home once owned by a man who had an influence on people everywhere, especially the money they carry in their pockets. When you're traveling west on Superior Street toward Van Buren, you may notice the large structure that seems to intrude on the roadway. Its address is 616 West Superior, the home of Hugh and Susan McCulloch, which was built in 1843 based on the design of Henry Williams, who was known as the Southern Architect of Fort Wayne. Originally, the house was perfectly balanced with a porch on the left, a greenhouse on the right, and four stately square columns in front. A cupola graced the center roof. The grounds, which encompassed all the area between the St. Mary's River and the Wabashenary Canal west to Van Buren Street, were surrounded by a tall white picket fence and filled with fruit trees and grape arbors. By the 1870s, when the estate was the boyhood home of J. Ross McCulloch, the area was popular with children who swam in the shallow sandy bend in the St. Mary's River behind the house. After the McCulloch's move, the building housed the Fort Wayne College of Medicine between 1892 and 1905. In 1906, it was purchased by the Turners, a popular German athletic club. The Turners extensively altered the old building to accommodate their activities, raising the roof, removing the cupola, enclosing the wings, replacing the square columns with round ones, and turning the top floor ballroom into a gymnasium. In later years, it became the offices of a realty company. However, in 1978, the building was given to ARCH, Fort Wayne Area's Historic Preservation Organization, which preserved the old mansion. Its original owner was Hugh McCulloch, one of the nation's leading financial figures in the mid-19th century. A native of Kennebunk, Maine, and a Boston-trained lawyer, Hugh McCulloch came to the pioneer village of Fort Wayne in 1833 with a letter of recommendation from Daniel Webster. He became a judge of the probate court in 1834, and in 1835 he was named cashier and branch manager of the newly formed State Bank of Indiana. McCulloch married Susan Mann in 1838. A native of Plattsburgh, New York, Susan Mann was one of the first school teachers in Fort Wayne, having arrived by parole boat in 1836 at age 18 to conduct a school. Always a community leader, Susan hosted in the McCulloch home the meeting of the great abolitionist pastors of the Beecher family, which included Lyman and sons Henry Ward and Charles, where they planned the future of the Second Presbyterian Church and present-day Westminster Presbyterian Church. Lyman's daughter Harriet, also an abolitionist and later author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, did not attend. In 1863, Secretary of the Treasury Salmon P. Chase called on Hugh McCulloch to accept the new position of Comptroller of the Currency, a position from which he launched the national banking system. 2 years later, in 1865, President Lincoln named him to be Secretary of the Treasury, a position he continued to hold in the administrations of Presidents Johnson and Arthur. McCulloch is said to have been the last person to whom Lincoln wrote before the assassination and was at the president's bedside when he died. McCulloch served as the United States ambassador to Great Britain before he died in 1895. Historian Burt Griswold wrote that McCulloch's successful approach in organizing the newly created banking system that was designed to supersede the state banks throughout the Union earned him the name Father of the National Banking System. Well, we're out of time for now. This is Tom Castaldi inviting you to be with us next time on the Heritage Trail.